The deep-water Gwadar port lies at the convergence of three of the most commercially important regions of the world, the oil-rich Middle East, Central Asia and South Asia. Beijing is developing Gwadar as part of the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, known as CPEC. The two countries launched the 15-year project in 2015 to jointly build highways, railways, power plants, communications and industrial zones in Pakistan, with a Chinese investment initially estimated at $46 billion. The aim is to link Gwadar to landlocked western China to give it a shorter and secure route through Pakistan to global markets. Some in Pakistan are worried skilled Chinese laborers, engineers and businesses will flood the country, hurting domestic industries.
I think it is not true.
Dostain Khan Jamaldini, the top Pakistani administrator at the port, says about 65% of the labor force on construction and other projects at Gwadar is Pakistani, and the number of Chinese is currently just over 300.
Look now, this is the building you can see, which is under construction, all prefabricated with the Chinese technology. For erecting such a massive building in 2 or 3 months, I don't think so that we can do it right now. But yes, with this work, gradually the transfer of technology is also coming to Pakistan. And it will further minimize the presence of Chinese experts and engineers from Pakistan.
Chinese fuel imports and trading cargo will be loaded on trucks and ferried to and from the western Xinjiang region through the Karakoram Highway, snaking past snow-capped peaks in northern Pakistan. Officials anticipate Gwadar will become South Asia's biggest shipping center within 5 years, with a yearly capacity of handling 13 million tons of cargo. And by 2030, they say the port will be handling up to 400 million tons of cargo annually. Security concerns and India's claims over some of the territory crossed by the massive project remain key challenges for Gwadar and CPEC in general. Just beyond Gwadar's two semicircular bays, the Arabian Sea meets the Persian Gulf, and local fishermen ply the crystal blue waters as they have for generations. The coastal city's poverty-stricken residents are mostly fishermen and boat makers. They are hoping new employment opportunities will be created for them in the wake of the massive development underway in Gwadar. But residents say hours-long daily power outages and a scarcity of water are the immediate problems facing them.
We are facing frequent power blackouts and water shortages.
We got no fish today and came back empty handed.
Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Gwadar, Pakistan.